This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Unfortunately, Damian Lillard, no show this series.
Yeah.
Which, maybe that's not fair to say. Maybe he's banged up. You know what? I can't say that, because if this were James Harden, I would expect him to find a way to power through. So I'm not going to give Damian Lillard a hall pass either. He didn't show up when they needed him. And now that team is basically eliminated.
Yeah, and I just think the Blazers, not a great matchup for them anyway, especially if Lillard's not going to play out of his mind. It's almost like with the Rockets, Harden had to play out of his mind for them to have a chance. Portland, kind of the same thing.
Do you see who Zeke Elliott thinks is going to be the best team in 2019?
I have a guess.
He says, I think we have a lot of the right pieces. I think we're loaded at every position. We have a lot of depth, and we have a great group of leaders and some great team chemistry going on. We just have to lay that foundation now and carry it through camp and make it happen during the season. Whenever you have an offensive line as good as theirs, I think that automatically makes you a playoff contender.
When I start thinking about who the best teams in the league are going to be, if you don't have an elite quarterback, I almost write you off from the beginning.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at MK Pallet, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. Missed a lot of Game of Thrones. And a little sports mixed in. And now we're going to talk a little beer with our man, Eric Warner.
Hey, what's going on?
You know, just mostly Game of Thrones.
You will see, that's the good news, is I could offer zero input on that, yeah, other than...
Because you're like a vegan or a CrossFitter.
I'm one of those freaks who's just... I think we've talked about this. Yeah. I have not watched the show. I want to. I watched it when there was, you know, naked ladies, like when my wife would be watching.
When they had it going on.
Yeah, I'd pay attention. But, you know, my wife's kind of semi-retired now, so guess who gets up first every day? Me. I'm looking at Twitter, and then she finally wakes up, and I'm like, I don't know. Because she watched it last night when I went to bed. I'm like, okay, well, based on what I'm reading, you didn't like it. And she was like, no. I think it was a good ending. I think all the bleep holes got what they deserved in the end, and kind of the good people, more or less prevailed.
Kind of.
So,
but then people were changing from good to evil willy-nilly, so it was hard to keep up with who was good and who was not good.
And I heard we've upped the ante from one Starbucks cup to two water bottles.
A water bottle, yeah.
I thought there was a second one.
I mean, I've only seen the one water bottle. I didn't see a second one. Did you see a second water bottle?
I did not see a second one.
Okay. Okay. Was it obvious while you were watching it?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't see it.
I saw it later.
Yeah, I just saw the...
Just like the Starbucks cup, I didn't see it when the show was on.
Right.
I just saw stills of it later.
Well, we're trying, you know, at the brewery here, we are trying. These actors are working hard, right? They're sweating.
Yeah.
They're having to do multiple takes. We're trying to come up with something for them. A beer you could, like, drink on set and your director would be, like, okay with. You guys are drinking it right now. Once again, first outside of the brewery to try this product.
Oh, look at us. I bet there's people at the brewery who haven't even tried this yet.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
I bet the guy who owns Carbach hasn't tried this beer.
He actually has. Well, the big dog has.
Okay.
Is
there anyone who owns 10% or more of the brewery?
I think there
hasn't tried this.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. How about somebody who owned 10% before the buyout?
Definitely. I don't think Ken and Chuck, the two senior founders, have tried this.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Look at us, Fred. We're pretty much founders.
You guys are.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been around since, you came by the brewery when that freezing day in February and we tried BBH. I think we'd only been open like less than a year.
Yeah.
So you guys are basically founders.
I'm bottle shares at Carbach old. That's how old I am.
Before we got like corporate
yeah,
and you know, got concerned about TABC.
Yeah.
You know, that was years ago. That was pre-buyout.
And
know,
everybody came, threw some bottles down on the table, and you drank what you wanted.
Yep.
And I mean, it, easily, I could have gotten roofied that night. But we did a couple of those. It was
maybe you did.
Maybe I did. I don't know. But yeah. Well, so this beer, when you asked me my thoughts on it, doesn't taste much like beer. It's almost like if you took a Pilsner and then poured Powerade in it or Gatorade.
Well, it's called Game Changer.
Okay.
And that's what we're trying to do is we're trying to create an electrolyte beer here, AJ. A healthy beer. Because here's
a healthy beer.
Sorry.
Get out of this room.
Yeah, I can't say that, right? You guys can say that, I think, but I can't say that. You know, the hard fact is beer, wine, spirits companies are fighting harder than ever to, you know, grow their customer base. And in some cases, even keep from losing it. And, you know, right now, one of the things that's just really crushing it are these like seltzer type products, mm-hmm. right? Which this isn't what we're aspiring to with this. But, you know, we recognize there is a definite sustainable trend right now for people wanting low carb. I mean, dude, look no further than
that's
you.
True.
I mean, you look. I don't even recognize you now. It's not just the duds.
I've been replaced by someone else.
Yeah, and like a 22-year-old's body, right?
That's right.
And big part of that's low carb for you, right?
Yes.
So, low carb, low cal. You know, and hey, there's some idiots out there like me who at the end of Love Street Music Fest last night, you know, decides to have a couple 16-ounce rodeo clowns.
Oh, boy.
But for most of the... Actually, not bad. Okay. I slept like $1 million, right? And I'd pace myself all day. But for the smart people out there, hey, this thing's only 2.8% ABV. It's got acai berry. I think that's how you say it.
Acai, yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a kai or...
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that little, you know, hook thing is on the... bottom of the sea, but
you don't speak Portuguese.
I guess not. Maybe I should, but different subject for a different day. Sea salt,
okay,
and turmeric.
I don't know what turmeric is.
It is a root. It looks honestly a lot like ginger root in terms of its texture,
okay,
and the skin on it, but it's much oranger. Like if you peel it, it's kind of orange.
Interesting.
And
what's it taste like?
It's
like a carrot.
Yeah, it's kind of root. It's part like root, carroty, kind of slight spicy. It's not like ginger, but it's used very, very commonly in Indian food.
Oh, okay.
And it's super healthy.
This beer better not make me poop my guts out.
No, it won't do that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, not that kind of healthy.
Okay.
Yeah, no. But, yeah, it's only 2.8% ABV, 95 calories. We're going to do a select launch here in a couple weeks at about 5 to 7 draft accounts around town. We're going to kind of be targeting the active lifestyle crowd, right? Again, we're Fred, you and I are not the target here, right?
Right.
Fred runs like 5Ks and 10Ks.
That's true. So Fred, yeah, this is like you could drink a couple of these before, during, or after your run, and it's almost like drinking water.
So this is a beer mile beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Who came up with this idea?
We all kind of did because we really see this trend towards healthier lifestyle. It's, you know, not just with food products, but it's also with alcohol beverage, right?
Yeah.
And again, AJ, I'm probably not the target market, because I'm old. You know, this is something we're going after newer people with, younger people. And B, I'm kind of blessed with a decent metabolism,
right?
So I don't eat like a pig, but
oh, I do.
I don't have to, you know, watch it as much, right?
Right.
So anyway, we're gonna and then we'll come out with this beer in cans at the end of July.
Now, is this beer? Are you hoping that this beer is going to be year round?
Oh, the plan is absolutely for it to be year round. Okay. Yeah, and you know, you gotta. Part of this, too, is keep in mind, like, on the business side of things, right? Like, we have to go to HEB and, you know, the other Kroger's and the other stores and all that and be like, they want to know what's new. What do you guys have? And they see these trends, these emerging trends, other alcohol beverage companies, other breweries, like Dogfish Head, right? They came out with this beer called Slightly Mighty, which I think was an IPA that's under 100 calories. Also has like some fruit in it. So, you know, that some of the bigger craft brewers are starting to do some of that. So, but yeah, it's been that long, right?
Yeah.
Like in that time, the Rockets, my Nuggets, my Avalanche, all gone. Dogfish and Boston Beer are now one.
Are people upset about that? I didn't get the vibe that they are.
No. On the contrary, I think everybody thinks it's kind of cool.
Because they're both still considered craft brands, even though, I mean, Sam Adams is pretty borderline craft brand. I mean, I think they're the biggest producer of beer that's still considered craft in the country.
That's right.
But, I mean, I guess there has to be a cutoff before you're considered not craft, and apparently that's the number.
They keep moving it for Sam Adams. Every time they get close to the number, they kind of bump it up a little bit. You know, which I don't have a problem with, because, like, Jim Cook, he's done a ton of good for the industry, especially in the early days. And, you know, he really early on in the game tried to shift the dialogue. If you remember, you know, Fred, you certainly do. Imports were really big, right? That's what everybody drank.
Yeah. Beck's. I remember when I used to drink Beck's. Oh, now, I mean.
You're like, how did I do that?
Do they even make Beck's anymore?
They do.
Yeah, I think they do.
What a vile, vile beverage. I don't know what I was thinking.
I was always big on Spaten.
Okay.
Like the Optimater and.
Oh, yeah, the Oktoberfest.
Yeah. What am I doing here? Oh, my computer career. We'll be back. Eric, you can hang around, huh?
Sure.
I got to tell you guys about my computer career and Chad. Back in the day, which was like last year, Chad was working two jobs trying to make ends meet. He was barely keeping his head above water. And back in February, he started his IT career. He's now making more money doing something that he absolutely loves. If you don't love what you do, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Even with no experience or training on computers, they don't care about that. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. All you do is attend classes on campus or live online two or three times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And they're going to help you get into the industry after you graduate because they work with hundreds of employers that hired their students directly. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those of you who qualify. Classes start up soon. Go take their free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Just talking a little off-air Cheap Trick stories from back in the day, since that's going to be happening on the 4th out of Carbach.
You know what's an interesting irony about this, Fred, although or coincidence? So we were originally... You were talking about how Cheap Trick was your first concert you went to solo.
Yeah, where I didn't have a parent taking me to a concert.
Unchaperoned.
Yeah. I was 14 years old, I think.
And so my first was ZZ Top. I think I was 15. But we were trying to get ZZ Top to do this July 4th concert because that would have been the 50th anniversary of their first gig.
Oh, wow.
And so we just thought that would be...
Dude, I saw ZZ Top in Vegas, I guess, last year. They're still awesome. It was so great.
But somebody's got a health issue now. One of the
I read that.
One of the guys is.
It's the bass player.
Not Billy Gibbons, not Frank Beard. What's the other guy's name?
Dusty Hill.
Dusty Hill.
Yep.
Yeah, because after the concert, I had like a VIP, like a meet and greet pass, and I went up and got pictures with the guys. He didn't come out after the show, so it was just two of the guys out there. So I mean, he can play, and it's. I mean, once he plays, I think he's just wiped for the day. So. I mean, that's tough. I mean, that's any band when you get older. I mean, there's going to be guys like that. The problem is with that band in particular, I don't think they can replace. They might be able to replace Frank Beard, but I don't think they can replace either one of those front men because, you know, that look is such a big part of what they do. And I don't think they'll be able to tour without him.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, that's probably it. I think they're done in Vegas. I don't think they're doing that anymore. Cheap Trick's going to be fun. We're really excited about that. I think that thing's going to sell out. I mean, Love Street was great yesterday.
I was going to ask. I mean, was it a great success?
It was. We didn't quite sell out, which I think there's still probably a few people that. After last year, you know, when we got lightninged on like crazy and out of safety reasons, we're like, we got to shut this down. Right. I think there's a few people that, and you know, we had a makeup concert but still, I think there's a few people that are kind of a little gun shy about that, but it was great. You know, Toadies were awesome. Walk the Moon. They're fun. I really didn't know much about them, but fun band. Bishop Briggs was pretty interesting. She's, you know, kind of a solo artist. I mean, she had a couple, like a percussionist and a guitar player, but a lot of it was electronic too, but a lot of energy. I think she's pretty young. I think you're going to see big things coming out of her, and she seemed to be pretty popular with the crowd. But everybody did covers. It was interesting. Like, everybody did, every band did a cover.
Really?
And I don't know if that's just kind of like the trend now for new up-and-coming bands do that.
Yeah, I think it is. Everybody hopes that they're going to hit it big with somebody by covering something. And then hell, Weezer just did a whole album of it. I think almost every band that I've seen recently has done a cover of something.
That broke up Rage Against the Machine. My favorite band ever. Broken up because of that stupid covers. And they made that cover album. Zach Delaroche was like, I don't want to do this. It's stupid. And they're like, the record label was like, do it. And he's like, all right, I'll do it, but then I'm out of here. And he's out of there. Now look, it's ruined.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Toadies are breaking up tomorrow, probably.
Yeah. I
What did they cover?
They were actually the one band that didn't cover anything.
Oh, okay.
They were right. the only ones who didn't cover, but literally every other band did. But they were good. Man, the Toadies were just so... I mean, the energy was incredible. And, you know, it's such a tight, precise... guitar sound, right? It's one of those things. A guy was with there talking, you know, it's like you cannot miss anything on the guitars with their style, the kind of distortion they've got. You know, other kinds of guitar playing, you can kind of cover it up a little sloppy
here and there, and nobody will notice.
Yeah.
But not really with them, no.
No. So it was great, though. So, but this July 4th Cheap Trick fireworks thing is going to be a blast. And you guys, I heard you guys promoting it. Tickets go on sale Friday. So
this one, I mean, I don't know for sure, but it seems to me when a band like Cheap Trick is playing at a venue like that, you guys are going to sell out of this thing. Like they're, you know, Walk the Moon, there's a young crowd for it, but let's face it, the young crowds aren't always the ones buying concert tickets and things like that. People who want to see Cheap Trick or Cheap Trick fans are people who have stable incomes. They're going to, I mean, those are the people that are going to come out and watch a show for sure.
You can say it. We're olds.
Yeah, you olds. You guys are going to, you'll be there.
It's the olds. I've been a fan for a long time. So,
yeah, I can't wait. I've never seen him. Fred, you said you've had the opportunity to see him a few times. So, I'm really looking forward to that. I'm trying to pull off a trifecta in August up in Colorado. Now that they've rescheduled the Stones tour, August 8th, Billy Joel at Coors Field. August 10th, would be the Stones at Mile High, and August 11th, Joe Bonamassa at Red Rocks.
Wow.
So, I you know, the wife doesn't know about this. So my first strategy is I'm trying to work hookups.
Yeah.
And like people I know in Denver, and see if I can't like at least get, because you know the Stone tickets to get anything decent, man, it's
yeah,
it's $400 or $500 yeah. And that's just decent, right?
Yeah, that means you're not in the last row.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's it, right? This is it for some of these guys.
Yeah.
Well, this, I mean, this is like the Stones' 15th going away tour.
Oh, it hasn't been that many.
It seems like it. Like, I was telling Fred, one of the guys that's touring now, I believe, and I think he's coming to Houston, is Peter Frampton.
Oh, yeah. Like,
he's got some disease where he's not going to be able to play guitar anymore. So this
what?
Is like, yeah, he's like, he's going to be done playing music because he's got like some degenerative disease. Because I saw
it. He's calling it the farewell tour. And I'm like, dude, you're not that old.
Yeah, he didn't have a choice. Like, medically, he's not going to be able to do anymore.
So my wife actually turned me on to his album that he just did. And I guess like won a Grammy for Fingerprints. It is amazing. Hmm. You should check it out, Fred. It's pretty much all instrumental. I mean, there's like some Jeff Beck-esque kind of sounds that he's got going on. He's got like some Latin sounds, some really bluesy. It's Fingerprints. It's amazing. Blew me away.
I will check it out.
Yeah, that's good.
You should check out coming to London with us. We talked about last
time.
He's spending all his money on these concerts. Yeah. I ain't gonna make it now.
Well, the London thing, I might be able to sort of get work to pay for.
Hop selection, right?
Yes. Yeah. Hop selection and brewery visits. Yeah. And there's actually a trade show, I think about a week after that game in Bavaria.
Oh, okay.
So I need to go look at equipment, right?
Yeah.
Brewery's got to have like the state-of-the-art equipment, doesn't
it? Yeah, you guys, I've been to the brewery. You guys are totally falling behind on the state-of-the-art equipment thing. Like you guys are running on like a homebrew kit, basically. But yeah, we're going out to London for that big game, and it's going to be a fantastic time taking Houston fans to London for the Jacksonville game at Wembley Stadium. It's going to be an awesome trip, and it to me, it's a trip of a lifetime. I've been saying when we talk about these guys, it's one thing to go see your favorite team play a road game, which, I mean, if you're a fan of a team, everybody should do that at some point, go to a different city and see what it's like when your team's the road team. But let's face it, there's a lot of cities in the NFL that are forgettable trips. You go to London, that's something you're going to remember forever. You're going to be able to tell your kids and your grandkids about. And it's just an awesome, it's going to be an awesome experience.
Hell, take your kids. It's going to be a lot of fun. They've got the best flights, the nicest hotel, and they do everything for you. The itinerary is all put together. And guess what? You can get a deposit in right now, and this thing's going to fill up. $300. That'll get you started. BigGameTravel.com. And don't wait till the last minute, because if you wait till the last minute and they sell everything out, then you don't get to hang out with us. It'll be a disaster. You don't want that. You want everything taken care of for you right now. All you have to do is show up, and they're going to handle it. They offer a level of service that is just above and beyond, and you can get in touch with the owners almost any time. So you know that you're going to be taken care of. Just visit BigGameTravel.com for more information. That's BigGameTravel.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Happy Monday. You're welcome to just hang out here as long as you want.
I love it, guys. It's like one of my favorite hours of the week.
Tasting hour at the brewery is his favorite.
Yeah.
But this one, it's not bad. We didn't mention that Ryan Griffin officially cut by the Texans. I love that he was cut after his hotel room incident. Not cut because the Texans drafted another tight end, and they drafted two tight ends last year, and he's ridiculously overpaid and not really good. It was because of what he did in the hotel room.
Is that what they said?
That's what every report says. It was Ryan Griffin was cut after a hotel room incident in on draft night, by the way.
Yeah, I think that incident happened because he knew he was getting cut. So What was he, a sixth round pick?
But they did pay him.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the part that's odd, but well, I mean, it's
I hope they hit on one of these guys.
I hope so too, because none of them to this point have shown enough promise to make you think, "Oh, they've really got something in that guy." I mean, we've seen flashes out of all of them, but none of them have been consistent.
Yeah.
So, Ryan Griffin wasn't consistent.
No, you don't need all three of them to be consistent.
You just need one.
Yeah. Or just.
And really, they haven't had consistent tight end play since Owen Daniels.
Yeah.
And they've gone through a lot of guys. And right around the time C.J. Fedorowicz looked like he was going to not be a bust, I mean, his brain fell apart. So, they've had really bad luck with that position.
I just hope they have some good luck with the offensive linemen they drafted.
Yeah.
That's where you could see the biggest jump in skill level and frankly in helping the offense run better. If you can improve there, and if one of these tight ends can work out and help in the blocking scheme in addition to catching the ball, offense could look a lot different next year. But yeah, it's a lot to ask. Two guys, one guy from Alabama State, you go into these small schools, it's a big jump. It's a big jump for anybody, but it's not as big a jump when you're going from the Alabama that doesn't have a state at the end of it.
Yeah.
So that's what Mike Mayock said, just draft Alabama and Clemson players, and you'll be fine.
It's not a bad call. I mean, yeah. Texans have had some success with those Clemson guys.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of them have turned out okay.
Yeah.
Well, but even.
I'd stick to that.
Yeah. Well, that way you'll. If they're going to do anything this year, that offensive line is going to have to be better. And I still think they need a cornerback. And I wouldn't be shocked if they make a trade before the season still.
I think I saw something the other day that really, like, the fact that Deshaun Watson's had the success that he's had behind that offensive line is really kind of fascinating, because the stat I saw that through, I think Deshaun's played 23 games so far. In 23 games, he's been sacked more than David Carr was in his first 23 games. So we all talked about how the reason why David Carr never came to be anything was because he never had a real chance to. Deshaun Watson's had a worse offensive line than David Carr did, arguably, which is really that was an expansion team offensive line.
But Boselli never played a down for him because he got hurt, and they were counting on him, and their draft picks all busted. It was just a disaster.
81 sacks through 23 games.
No.
That's a real number.
So
81.
I'd love to do a deeper dive on that, though, and see how many of those were sort of runs outside the pocket where he maybe got tackled, like, just behind the line.
I mean, there's probably some of those.
A true sack.
Well,
because that's four a game.
And we talk about this a lot. There's, in some ways, if you're an offensive lineman, it's easier to protect a guy who can move because he can move. But in other ways, it's hard to know which way you're blocking guys, which way you're trying to move guys, because like the way Johnny Football runs, especially like guys like that who are just moving all around. When Deshaun Watson takes off, he's got a plan. A lot of these quarterbacks today don't really have a plan. It's just move around until something opens up. That's tough, man. That's a very difficult thing to block for, I would assume. So, but 81 is 81, whether it's...
Yeah, and I would like to go back and look, okay, when did he hold the ball too long? When was this just a missed block? Things like that, and break it down even deeper. Because I can see in some instances you can clean that up a little bit. Like, you can get rid of a sack a game just by getting rid of the ball faster. But that also means you're getting hit a lot of times when you're not getting sacked.
Yeah.
So that's just alarming. Good number. See, who says you can't do number sports?
Well, I'm a real pro, Fred. I don't know who said that, but Lamont said, "Did Le'Veon Bell get released? Why am I hearing people say the Texans should trade for him?" There's been discussion that the Jets are interested in trading him, which that's what happens when you have a guy run your offseason and then you fire him. You get into these weird spots where the biggest free agent signing the Jets have had in how many years is on the trade block before he even plays a game. Dude, if you can find a running back in 2019 who's never hit a woman, just hold on to him. I mean, that's like,
You pay that man his money.
Yeah, give that dude. Oh, I'm not joking. Yeah, I mean, you got a running back who can actually play and has never punched a woman in the face. That's a keeper. You figure out a way to make that work, because that's a unicorn at this point.
Well,
I think that successful white running backs in the NFL is only a slightly smaller number than successful running backs who haven't punched a woman. It's like 2 and 1. So the numbers aren't big. So there's not a lot of wiggle room there. You got one, you hold on to them. It's like franchise quarterbacks, Fred. You can't let those guys go.
Yeah, I guess the reports came out after the Jets fired their GM that Gase never wanted Bell signed, which would lead you to believe now that he's interim GM. First thing he did was trade away a linebacker.
Yeah.
The next day. So maybe he's on the phones and just saying, I don't want this guy. It's amazing to me that a guy goes from being fired by the Miami Dolphins to getting a job right away to now being the interim GM and getting to pick the players he wants.
Yeah.
That's pretty good if you can pull that off. I think you should fire me here, and then I'll go straight to ESPN National.
Well, bye. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Pro Dunk Hoops. And listen, it's about to be summertime. Your kids are going to be home all the time. What do you want them doing? You want them playing inside? You want them on your Xbox? You want them illegally downloading porn? Is that what you want? You want them to be, out robbing convenience stores? Or do you want them playing basketball outside? Okay, Pro Dunk Hoops. That's where you need to go. You could get them some raggedy goal, but then they'd see that goal and they go, I'm not playing on that stupid thing. I'm going to drive my car up and down the road, cruising for honeys, wasting gas money. Dumb. If they've got this Pro Dunk Hoops goal, oh, man. Kids are going to want to come over and play. The thickest steel of any goal on the market. A tempered glass backboard, so if one of those dummies tries to break it, guess what? Hoops guarantees if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. Rust armor finish, 30 years, maintenance free, and they've got a design to fit your home. Get your kids outdoors this summer. Get them doing something decent for a change. Get them on these Pro Dunk Hoops goals. Adjustable from 10 to 5 feet, so matter what the age, they can have a good time. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Or give them a call. 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
The Blitz.
Hey, what's up? We're all a bit too fanatical with this silly thing called sports, but every now and then we're reminded why sports is, bar none, the greatest reality show going.
With Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I'm with him. That's why it's fun when there's drama. Lillard hitting that shot from 2 miles away is dramatic. The Sharks getting 4 goals in 5 minutes is dramatic. That's why we love sports.
Weekdays from 4 to 7 on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Guys, a lot of us do some traveling throughout the year, and if you're booking your hotel rooms the old-fashioned way, well, you're a dummy. I've got a suggestion for you. BestHotelRates.com. They've negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and they want to extend these discounts to you. Simple. Go to BestHotelRates.com, plug in where you want to go, when you want to go, and then you're looking at discounted rates for many of the hotels you'd be paying more for somewhere else. What's the point of giving them more money? Save your money. Book it through BestHotelRates.com. Then you've got more money to spend on beer and debauchery when you're on these trips. Top-notch customer service backs up your reservations, so your stay is going to be safe and secure. BestHotelRates.com. Start planning your next trip today. It's right there in the name. BestHotelRates.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment to go. Just your reminder to check out sportsmap.com. Got a Ken Hoffman column where he asked Jake Marisnik 10 questions. Cody Stutes wrote about the XFL in Houston and what you need to know.
which I know AJ's excited about.
Oh, yes. Love that XFL.
Charlie Palillo has a video on Justin Verlander.
Maybe the funniest thing that came out of our meeting this morning was that someone who owns a clothing store wants to sponsor Charlie Palillo's videos and put him in better clothes. Because
yeah.
I think maybe they feel like Charlie's homeless.
He dresses the same no matter what.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Like when if I'm going to be on camera, I'm going to be like, okay, I got to at least look decent on this thing. Charlie's like, no, whatever I'm wearing, that's what I'm wearing in the video. But I thought it was funny that someone noticed that and was like, you know what? I'd like to get Charlie some clothes to wear in that video.
Well, good for him. But that's on there. A bunch of other good stuff. Game of Thrones thoughts that I wrote yesterday. And the site is doing record numbers again, thanks to all the blitzers. So just keep checking it out. We'll keep putting great content on there. All right, let's do a dumbass report.
Let's start with a problem that you've had, Fred. Overdosing on edibles.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I have done this.
Three people were taken to Martha's Vineyard Hospital Friday night after overdosing on edibles. Police and emergency medical crews were called to a restaurant after 8 p.m., calls made after a 60-year-old woman fainted inside the restaurant. When police arrived, they observed two females and one male on the floor. The man was in and out of consciousness. One of the women collapsed into the officer's arms after he lightly tapped her on the shoulder and asking her to move so he could assist the other women. The three people were all visiting for the weekend from Pennsylvania, and their names were left out of the report. They said 15 milligrams THC edible, all three, first time.
Oh.
Said we all knew this was coming. This is recently in Massachusetts, marijuana was legalized. The overdose has come just one day after there was the MV Youth Task Force and Martha Vineyard Community Service Connect to End Violence sponsored a talk by Dr. Ruth Potee about the psychology of addiction and effects of drug-taking behavior on the adolescent brain. Said he was at the presentation where Dr. Potee warned about a spike in overdoses because of edibles. The candy bars have 6 to 8 servings, but no one takes one bite of a candy bar and puts it away.
That's true.
That's absolutely true. According to the Center for Disease Control, while a fatal overdose from marijuana use is unlikely, it can cause extreme confusion, anxiety, paranoia, panic, fast heart rate, delusions or hallucinations, increased blood pressure, severe nausea, or vomiting. I've overdosed on edibles. I know that's real.
I did everything but vomit.
Oh, I vomited when I did it. I vomited for sure.
It's too damn high.
They were too damn high. A Pensacola, Florida man was arrested for allegedly exposing his genitals and scooting towards women while riding a Walmart in-store scooter.
God, I can almost picture this. Oh.
One store patron told police she had been shopping in the apparels and accessories department and had just turned down the sunglasses aisle when she heard a man say, "Hey." The woman turned around and saw Kewan McCants sitting on one of the store's motorized scooters with his genitals hanging out of his shorts. She reportedly told him to leave, but he didn't and instead scooted towards her. The report states the woman managed to get away and tell Walmart management what happened. Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's easy to get away. Those scooters move so damn slow.
Yeah.
Hey, balls. I mean, not... yeah. I had some more stuff to go through, but I guess we'll have to save it for tomorrow.
We still have a little time.
He said 1 minute.
Oh, he did? Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear that. I was too busy doing my scooter sound. So, all right then. Well, I'm going to say Aaron did pretty well today. I don't recall one major screw up. Yeah, I'm going to give you an A.
No, I remember you turned your mic off at one point.
Oh, yeah, okay, A minus. Damn. All right, Hoffman gets an A+. Eric always gets an A+. I was all right today. Going to go with D+. All right, we're going to do it again tomorrow. Hope everybody enjoys their Monday night. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.